Well, to Victorian politics now, and Premier Jacinta Allan has been forced out of the top job just 4 months out from the state election with a defiant message to her Labor colleagues.
I was prepared to put my record and my plan to a ballot of members, as our rules allow. I believe I would have won. But doing so this close to an election takes up valuable resources, including the most precious of one, time.
That's the former Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan speaking yesterday. New Premier Ben Carroll was unanimously voted in by the Labor caucus, said his first action would be to call a royal commission into the construction sector, promising to, quote, do things differently from his predecessors. Steve Brax is a former Labor Premier of Victoria and joins me now. Steve Brax, so welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
Was the removal of Jacinta Allan politically justified in your view?
Well, I think her caucus colleagues believe that she would not win the next election, and they wanted to have a change of leadership, and that's their prerogative. And I think faced with that situation, she had no option but to resign, and she did it very well. Jacinta Allan has been a great contributor in public life in Victoria over a long period of time. She was first elected in 1999. She's been a Member of Parliament for 27 years. She's been a minister in several governments, including the government that I led for about 19 of those 27 years. And she's been Premier for 3 years. She's achieved so much over such a long period of time, and she'll go down as one of the great contributors to public life in Victoria.
Does the change of leaders improve Labor's chances in the state election?
I think it does. I think Ben Carroll will bring a fresh approach to the government. He'll market himself as not a fourth-term Labor leader, but as a new Labor leader, in a new term with a new set of policies and programs. And that's really what he's going to set out to do. I know it's a very short time between now and November to get that across, but he'll do everything he can to do that. And he's already started by holding a royal commission, announcing that he'll hold a royal commission into the building and construction sector, that he'll increase the powers of the IBAC, the corruption body here in Victoria. So he's hit the ground running, and there's more to come, more policy announcements about what sort of government he would lead, and the forward-looking, forward-focus government that he's going to lead.
Earlier this morning on Breakfast, I spoke to Robert Redlich, KC, former commissioner of the Victorian Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission. I asked him how the allegations of corruption with the Big Build construction program in Victoria, how those allegations compare to other historic scandals. This is what he had to say.
They're extraordinary. I've said a number of times that this is a historic, unprecedented public scandal. And it's that sort of situation which usually calls for a royal commission.
In retrospect, politically, was it a mistake for Jacinta Allan not to agree to a royal commission looking into the construction sector while she was still in office?
Look, Rob Redlich should be very pleased now that the new Premier is calling Royal Commission, but not only that, increasing the powers of IBAC. Look, the former Premier probably should have had a Royal Commission. It was a very difficult situation, really. I know that she felt that a Royal Commission wouldn't achieve the aims that people thought it would, but, you know, that's water under the bridge now, and essentially what has happened is that the new Premier, Ben Carroll, has moved very quickly, very effectively, and said there is going to be a Royal Commission.
Does Victorian Labor fear the consequences of this Royal Commission?
Oh, I don't think so. I think, you know, an independent Royal Commission examining what has happened in the building construction sector is a good thing.
Why hold off? Why wasn't it called during Jacinta Allan's time?
I think she thought that there were other mechanisms of examining what was happening, and she pursued those other mechanisms. But you know, essentially, as I said, that's water under the bridge now. And I think the new Premier has really said that he wants a Royal Commission, and that's the right way to go.
What's more important, protecting the party or ensuring full public accountability? Because those other options pursued by Jacinta Allen have not revealed the full scale of what's happened here. And we're talking about billions of dollars.
Well, we'll be protecting the Labor Party by having a Royal Commission. I think it's a good thing. And I believe this will be an effective mechanism of assuring that there's accountability in the building and construction sector in the future.
Did you counsel Jacinta Allen during her time in office that the Royal Commission may be a good way to go during her term, that she should do it?
No, I did not offer that counsel to Jacinta Allen, and it wasn't my place to do that. She had her own sources of advice, and she was able to pursue that effectively. The new Premier has made the right steps.
Ben Carroll made it very clear yesterday that he was not Daniel Andrews nor Jacinta Allen. What did you make of that comment, the way that he framed it?
Well, I think he said really that he was going to be his own man, that that he, you know, don't judge him on past premiers. He's going to be his own person. I think that's a good thing, really. You know, he could have said he's not going to be Steve Brax as well, and that's probably true. I really think what he's saying effectively is that this is a new government, a new focus, new policies which are coming forward, and that's how he's going to be judged in the future.
How do you see the lay of the land for this election? The Liberal Party, the coalition, has had its own problems to deal with, but One Nation has been polling strongly in opinion polls. How do you see it?
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's a tough election. It's very hard after a government's been in for 12 years going for a fourth term. It's only been done once before in Victoria's history. That was under Henry Bolte, the 1960s. So it's not going to be easy, but Labor has a large majority, and it's got significant capacity to go well. It's going to be hand-to-hand combat in 88 of the seats, and not just a contest between Labor and the coalition. It's going to be a contest between Labor, coalition, and One Nation. And I think Ben Carroll framed that extremely well. It'll be Labor standing against the coalition and One Nation, and that's really where the election's going to be. And I think now that Ben Carroll has taken over the leadership, I think Labor's in with a fighting chance of doing well.
Steve Braxer, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much.